The union representing graduate employees at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus is going on strike at 8 o'clock this morning. That announcement came yesterday from the Graduate Employees Organization. And I'm joined in studio this morning by Gus Wood. He's the co-president of the GEO here on the U of I Urbana campus. Gus, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's dive into this a little bit. There was a negotiating session yesterday, last-minute negotiating session with the university. Was there any movements yesterday in that session?
Absolutely none. Actually, the most surprising thing about it was that it's clear now that the university administration only came to the bargaining session on Sunday to spin a story that they are willing to bargain with us. But in fact, they actually came with no movement in mind. And at around 4:52 p.m., they sent the mediators over after we asked them, do you have anything that you can do to avoid this strike that's happening tomorrow? And they came back and said these direct words, we don't have anything for you today. So they ended bargaining right then and there. And then they stayed around later to spin the story that they're willing to bargain with us when, in fact, there was nothing there. So it's so disappointing and heartbreaking that we called this emergency bargaining session on the weekend. We wanted to see if there's anything we can do to call off the strike. And they came in with the mindset of saying that we're just not interested in bargaining with you. We're going to put the campus community in jeopardy by disrupting it. And we're going to do this and that. When, in fact, they could have easily come to the table and said, you know what, the things that you all are asking for are not only reasonable, but they're needed to secure access to higher education. But again, the university administration does not have those ideas or interests in mind, whereas GEO only is calling this strike to protect higher education at this university and other universities across the Midwest.
Was there any movement on the GEO's part yesterday in those sessions?
Sure. We made movement in our fee waiver. We made movement pretty much throughout the entire contract. The big thing that we definitely understood about them is that they are not interested in looking at a fee waiver, which is pretty surprising considering the fact that on top of our base minimum salary of $16,000, which is $6,000 below the published cost of living at this university, we have to pay in excess of $500, sometimes more, every semester just to be workers and students at this university. And so we were interested in looking at having certain fees waived to offset some of the issues of the cost of living that's gone up around the campus. A lot of our members are reporting food insecurity, housing issues, et cetera, because we're paid so little. So we were interested in seeing if there was a way to negotiate fees and whether some of them could be waived for members of the GEO, graduate workers in general. And when we asked for info on how fees are not only assessed, but also how they're allocated, all the technical information, the university twice refused to show us where the money goes and how it is spent. And that's very interesting because not only do grad employees, but also undergraduates and parents pay all this money. And when we just simply ask them when we pay these tuition and fees, where does it go? The university says, we're not going to show you that. And so, we made movement on our fee waiver proposal since they did make movement on wages on Friday. Mm-hmm. And yet when they came back with their next proposal, there was absolutely no movement in it. And then we said, okay, they're not serious about avoiding a strike. And we asked them flat out, do you have anything to keep us here so that we can avoid this strike? We're ready to talk. And they said, we have nothing for you today.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like there are really kind of two main issues here that are keeping you from an agreement. One of them is tuition waivers as part of your package to be a graduate employee here at the university, whether that's research or teaching. Mm-hmm. The university grants full or partial tuition waivers as part of that package. Mm-hmm. What is it the GEO looking for specifically with tuition waivers?
It's as clear as day. If you are hired to do TA or GA work, then part of your full compensation package is a full tuition waiver and a stipend. Simple as that. This is language that was agreed upon, and not only agreed upon, but written by the University of Illinois administration back in 2009 when the GEO went on strike for tuition waivers back then as well. They wrote it and they agreed upon it. And then in 2011 and 2015, they sought to violate the contract twice by trying to make grad employees pay additional money of tuition after they've been hired. And we took it to an arbitrator twice. And in both instances, the arbitrator ruled in favor of GEO, saying that not only do you have that the tuition should have been waived for these grad employees, but that it is a part of compensation and it is a mandatory subject of bargaining. So twice they ruled in favor of our tuition waiver side letter proposal as being legally binding. The university is seeking to change that because they recognize that it does secure guaranteed protection for tuition waivers for anybody that obtains GA and TA work. That is our baseline. That is our only position when it comes to the waiver protection, because if you don't have that protection and you are hired, then you're going to be more than likely given a base rate waiver or no waiver at all. In fact, their proposal has a bunch of general words in it that don't amount to actually spelling out what our proposal does. Like, for instance, they say they guarantee funding for 5 years for a PhD student. What does that mean? Funding, it does not have any legal terms to it. Funding could be you'll get $100 check in the mail, and then that's it. It doesn't say your tuition will be waived, because that's $30,000 that none of us can afford to put into our own personal debt. So many people will leave. Mm-hmm. So their proposal has a lot of broad-based language like that, and words like making tuition waivers optional, or again, before Friday night, it was eligible. So they're trying to come up with some type of language to where if you do TA or GA work, and you leave the bargaining unit and get back into the bargaining unit, you are not guaranteed a tuition waiver. And that's something that we cannot take back to our membership, because the majority, a good number of our membership could not stay here. So that's the baseline of what GEO is asking for when it comes to a proposal. We want our original side letter proposal that's been in effect since 2009, and that's what we've offered since the beginning of bargaining. We can't go any lower than that tuition waiver side letter.
Just quickly, Gus, we're running really short on time. On wages, how far apart are you right now on the issue of wages, if you can, in about 30 seconds?
We're actually pretty close on wages. The university has moved on wages to where the base minimum is now, they're offering is 4%. And we've moved on it to the point where we're in the sevens right now. So we're getting closer on that.
Okay, very good. Gus Wood is the co-president of the Graduate Employees Organization here at the University of Illinois Urbana campus. They're going on strike at 8 o'clock this morning, a rally planned for 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Swanland Administration Building. Gus, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
It is 7:42, 38 degrees outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. Thanks for joining us here on Morning Edition on WIOL, AM 580 and FM 90.9.